This is Senator Al Simpson. School kids are heading back to school. They ought to be able to say a little prayer once they get there. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I remain convinced that our nation's founders, and certainly the framers of our Constitution, would be stunned and dismayed by our modern-day treatment of prayer in school. Sure, the separation of church and state is absolutely fundamental, but we're not understanding the Constitution when we ban prayer from our schools. Our platform takes a stand in favor of allowing students this small but oh-so-important opportunity. The education of our children involves more than just reading, writing, and arithmetic, if they get that sometimes. They must have the right, if they wish, for just a moment of reflection, meditation, or prayer without either coercion or ridicule. We're not talking about state-sponsored religion. We're talking about giving students the right to recognize their own deep beliefs at some point during their school day. Not too sinister, is it really, Ted?
Al, you right-wing zealots go too far when you reject a moment of silence as a compromise in school prayer. You want government officials to write government prayers and make children recite them out loud. Those are police state tactics, Al. That's not separation of church and state. It's not what the Constitution says or what the Supreme Court ruled. Americans are religious people, Al, but we're also tolerant of other people's faith. You wouldn't make every child wear a size 5 shoe, Al. Why make them say the same prayer? Even if you do come up with a common denominator prayer, Al, all it will say is, to whom it may concern. When the Supreme Court ruled in 1962, President Kennedy quieted the controversy by urging Americans to pray more at home and in their churches and synagogues. It took courage to say that, Al, but a quarter of a century later, it's still good advice. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a waiting period for handgun purchases. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.